YKHC Chief of Staff Ellen Hodges says COVID-19 will reach the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, so they're doing everything they can right now to make sure the cases are spread out over a longer period of time instead of clustering together and overwhelming the regional hospital and village clinics. It's called flattening the curve.
One of the things that I really actually like that's going on right now is that there's a really big proactive push in the state of Alaska to cancel large gatherings, to postpone things, to limit the social gatherings of people to try to flatten the curve so that we don't have everybody showing up at once.
Hospitals in Seattle, Washington, and Italy have been stressed by COVID-19 cases. Hodges says they are trying to prevent that from happening here. Hodges says YKHC is on calls almost daily with state officials and keeping up with the swiftly changing guidelines from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. YKHC has partnered with a private lab out of state that will allow them to send samples to be tested. YKHC will test anyone who has COVID-19 symptoms after traveling outside of Alaska.
So that's probably the most important thing, I think, in an outbreak setting like this.
But it does take about 5 days for test results to come back. So if someone does exhibit those symptoms, a fever, cough, and shortness of breath, YKHC and health aides in villages will require that person to quarantine themselves at home until they get the results. YKHC is training health aides to take samples in villages, and from there, Hodges says they will work closely with the state.
Generally speaking, any person who's mildly ill, and we do believe 80% of our patients who will be infected will be mildly ill, those patients will probably be self-quarantined. If they're critically ill, we'll transport them to Anchorage per our usual transport guidelines, with the exception of course, we would notify the receiving facility that we have a suspected patient, and we would also notify our transport team so that they could use isolation precautions for that patient.
YKHC has set up a nurse triage line for Bethel residents. The corporation will turn people away from the hospital if they don't have an appointment. Hodges says that's to keep healthy people from getting sick. She says people need to call ahead if they are exhibiting COVID-19 symptoms like a fever and dry cough.
Don't walk in. We'd really like people to call. One of the most important infection control methods of this is to keep people out of healthcare settings until they have a mask on.
But if someone does show up to the hospital without calling with those symptoms, Hodges says they will put a mask on the person and place them in a private room for testing. YKHC has several rooms set up to allow them to swab samples for COVID-19 testing.
The sample and the method the sample's collected by and the transport media is exactly the same for flu and RSV.
Afterwards, YKHC will send them back home to stay in quarantine until the test results return. If the person doesn't have a home, YKHC will then coordinate with the state on the next steps. Villages have their own triage line. Hodges says for people in villages to follow the normal routine there for now, but she says that can change once a case of coronavirus reaches the YK Delta. She remembers a time when the area had an outbreak of H1N1, also known as the swine flu. YKHC had many villages handling outbreaks.
So we already had a plan in place to identify villages who are at high risk, villages who are experiencing a surge in respiratory patients, and to daily check in with every single village to ask them about how many patients have you been seeing.
YKHC has sent instructions to village clinics to show residents how to make a water and bleach solution that will keep houses clean and the clinic clean, even if they lack access to running water. Meanwhile, the corporation is working on guidelines should an employee be infected and test positive.
So it would be really on a case-by-case basis who it is, who they've come in contact with, and then what our state partners want us to do.
Hodges says the YK Delta is already in the middle of an outbreak of influenza and RSV, a respiratory virus that infects children.
There are also a lot of other viruses that are making people sick right now. So what we want to do is make sure that we're not overreacting to a fever and a cough in our population, because it's really common this time of year, but also that we're not underreacting.
Hodges urges the public to check in daily to see the updated guidelines from the CDC. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.